This is the Civil Service Commission meeting, Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, in the Mayor's Conference Room.
President Lori Huffman.
Mike Anderson.
Chris Macko.
Michelle Wolf.
Jamie Iceman.
Vince Morber.
Thank you. Okay, we need to look at our January 7th meeting minutes. Look through those before we have a motion to approve those. If there's any questions or concerns. If we don't, we can have a motion to approve the January 7th meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve January 7th meeting minutes.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We also have a budget review from January 1st through January 31st, 2026.
You'll notice that I included civil service and HR this month.
That's what confused me.
Okay.
I thought, boy, we got a lot of papers.
So there's two separate. The first two are both.
Okay, see that.
Oh, I see.
Thank you for bringing that too.
Budget hasn't passed, therefore everything's negative.
When does that usually take place?
There's a date.
I can answer that.
I'll let you be.
It has to pass by March 31st.
There you go.
Okay.
I knew there was a date.
I was looking for some time in the last 2 weeks of March.
Okay.
Right, former councilman Anderson.
We always passed ours on time.
Well, we always get it done in time, but.
No, we always passed it on time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so the first motion we need is for the civil service budget review.
I'll motion to approve the civil service budget from January 1st through January 31st, 2026.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye.
And then our second is the HR budget review. If anybody has any questions or concerns about that, looks pretty good. We have a motion to approve that.
Oh, yes, I will.
I'll motion to approve the HR budget from January 1st through January 31st, 2026.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We also have our reviewed classified employee list to look over. Any changes or additions, subtractions? We have one here, I see. Oh, we've got a couple on this other page.
Settle promotions.
Yes.
And information.
Nice. Okay.
Oh,
Caruso. All right.
Tyler, yay. One of my kids.
Oh my gosh, a miracle has happened.
Joe Wando.
He finally retired.
Yes.
That's a miracle. I'm glad for him.
Wow, okay. All righty. We have no old business. Under new business, HR Director Jamie Iceman has requested the following police officer lateral transfer applicant be added to the certified eligible list. Joshua Anderson. Do you have any comment on that? Or
no, he... Chief, I already forgot what department he was from.
Stark County, yes.
That's it, yeah. Stark County Sheriff's Office. So, yeah, fully qualified, meets all the qualifications.
Okay, great. Okay. Can I have a motion for approval?
I'll make a motion to approve police officer lateral transfer applicant. Where's his name?
Joshua.
Oh, at the end, okay. Applicant. be added to the certified eligibility list, Josh Anderson.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We also have two police officer applicants request the acceptance of scores due to various reasons. Letters enclosed. Okay. I see Connor Dawson's here. Okay, so did he reschedule for January 20th?
Yes.
Okay.
He rescheduled and took the test at January 20th at 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so that...
Which was the next available.
Okay. So his seems reasonable. Any comments on that?
I would ask the commission to consider maybe with these votes just make them non-precedental. So, meaning you're not always, if the computer doesn't work, you're not always going to get to be able to
right
extend it.
So, okay,
you know,
I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Was there any issue with that being a holiday that created complications?
On Connors, it wasn't. And he's a jailer with us now.
Okay.
And he's trying to take it, and it ended up shutting him out because of some, you know, whatever.
Glitch.
He had taken an online class, and one of those online classes where you had to be present, so it put something on the computer. So if he, and it ran afoul of, you know, like to make sure you're really there type of thing. Well, it ran afoul of the same thing that NTN was trying to do on the computer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, you got to, you know, like the two. Running into each other, so it kicked them off. So
pretty legit.
Yeah. It's I got a kid in college. He had the same thing in his speech.
Okay.
From COVID, you know, so the same type of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Has there been what's been prior practice?
This has not happened before. I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't happened before. Unfortunately. Did he take it the last day? Yes, but you anticipate that it's going to work.
Right.
Yep. If he was scheduled on that time, he had to pre-schedule that, right?
Correct.
He did. Yes, correct.
It wasn't like he waited until that last day to schedule.
Right. It was already scheduled. Yeah.
I mean, could I see this happening again? Sure. The more we use it...
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
His was scheduled out quite a bit in advance, because I can see if they've scheduled their exam, I can see when it's scheduled for, and I know his was scheduled out at least a week in advance.
Okay.
If not more.
Okay.
And I'm surprised that scheduling, there's a deadline in there, and lets them take it the day after.
Well, Michelle and I spoke about that. The reason is with NTN, you can submit those scores to multiple agencies, so of course they're going to let you take the test. I can't speak on the fact of how we're still able to get the scores, because what we did when we got this, Michelle had to, even though you had not voted, we had to still open it, extend it, to allow the score to come in case you did. So that's how we were able to retrieve the score.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We have a motion for the acceptance of these scores, of his score, for Connor Dawson.
I'll make a motion for the acceptance of score due to IT reasons for Connor Dawson.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. And then we also have to look at Joshua's. Kuroko?
Kuroko.
Okay.
Kuroko?
Good. So what are our thoughts on this one?
So Joshua is a current employee of the city as well. He works as an equipment operator down at distribution and collection. Mm-hmm. He states that he did buy the materials to practice and, you know, do those things ahead of time. Unfortunately, in distribution and collection this time of year, that's when they have many, many water main breaks. And
right, yes.
I'm not sure how many of those he goes in on, but that being said,
there's
I know they
lot.
Have a lot of overtime down there. And
yes.
To know that you have a day off on the 19th, you go to schedule for the 19th, and then there's nothing available.
Right.
To get to that point, so.
Yeah, hence the busy and unpredictable work schedule.
Correct.
Yeah. And a good employee.
I was going to say, is he an employee in good standing?
Yeah.
He is.
Okay.
Good.
From what I am.
Okay.
Do we foresee these issues happening in the future also?
I think this one, you know, I do have to say that we know that because we know him. If this was someone else, would we offer the same opportunity? I mean, I couldn't recommend it because I don't.
Right.
I don't know. I do. I can say that the Friday before the test closed, he called. He was trying to work with Michelle and I, and we got him the documents that day. He submitted everything that day. His printer wouldn't work, so we printed stuff for him, and he came and picked it up when he, you know, on a break at work. I think we're in a situation, and Chief Morberg will agree, I'm sure, that we don't have that many candidates applying to become a police officer. So
right,
and he did try.
Right, so
he made the effort.
Yeah, so since this came after Connor's, you're like, well, we should give him the same opportunity.
Yes.
You need to let the commission decide, and,
right.
and we let him, Michelle let him know that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm good with it.
I am good.
Have a motion to approve this for Joshua.
I'll make a motion to approve the request from Joshua Kerwell to accept the score due to various reasons.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And we have our eligible list for police officer.
Wow.
Okay. This looks pretty good, huh?
It's a nice list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice list.
19.
Oh.
That's awesome.
First time I've seen it, too. So.
That is awesome.
More took it, so that's good. Yeah.
Yes. It's one of the better lists we've had in quite a while.
Trending up.
Yes.
Chief Romana, so you anticipate to hire how many police officers this year?
This year? Well, let me give her a bigger view. Next year, we'll probably have 5 retire.
Wow.
Probably.
Okay.
So, knowing that, we'd like to hire. Now we have grants available for 2, and we also have a replacement that we have to replace. So 3, you know, maybe kind of, it's all budget dependent, but, you know, beef up a little, try to get people in the pipeline rolling, ready to, you know, get into it. Even if it means pre-hiring some to the academy, like we've done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're on the list and do well. So.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, we can have a motion to approve the eligible list.
I'll make a motion to approve the eligible list for a police officer.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Chief Polachek has requested the removal of the following candidate from the firefighter paramedic certified eligible list. Noah Robinson for failing to meet candidate standards. Kevin Kohler for unresponsiveness. Okay, so 2 candidates there to be removed.
Those were the last 2 on that list.
Okay. Okay. We can have a motion to approve this.
I'll make a motion to approve the request from Chief Polachek to remove the following candidates from the firefighter paramedic certified eligible list: Nora Robinson and Kevin Kohler.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And Chief Polachek has also requested to close the firefighter paramedic certified eligible list. Motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve to close the firefighter paramedic certified eligible list.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And Chief Polachek requests a firefighter paramedic civil service exam through National Testing Network. Public notice included for approval. That makes sense. We're going to close the list. Okay.
Nothing, no changes on this. That's standard. I should say there's only one change. Two changes.
Okay.
So with the ladder climb, we're going to do two options because the last test, what caused us to lose quite a few was candidates not showing up for the ladder climb. So Chief and I spoke about it and decided to do a Friday, Saturday because most candidates will at least be off one of those days. So they'll have an option. So we're going to have 2 days for 2 hours on Friday and Saturday to do the test.
I'm glad you explained it because I thought it was a misprint.
Okay, no, we're going to do it twice. We're trying whatever we can to get candidates.
You hear some good weather for the
weather? I know. So on the waiver that they get, it states they do have to fill out a waiver to do the ladder climb. And on it, I did put that it will be rescheduled within 2 weeks. So we do have rain date possibility. And then lastly, the last change is the physical agility. We are going to certify the list prior to it, the agility being turned in, because one of the dates is after just the timing of the testing of the agility. It's typically not an issue, but we did put that they had to have it turned in by time of hire. So again, as another component of giving them some more flexibility.
Uh-huh.
To meet that timeline.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Okay. We have 1 7.
We'll be out of town the ladder climb dates.
That's all right.
The 6th and the 7th?
It goes very quick.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Try to make it those.
We do have one vacancy still that they're trying to fill, and we have two not official but unofficial retirements coming up.
And this is the first time, maybe the second time we've done this?
Third.
Should be the third time.
Third time, NTM.
We did it last year in 2025,
okay.
The NTM.
Okay.
And then previously it was done, I believe it was 21.
I did that test with Pursley.
Pursley, yes.
Okay.
I remember that. He was the first to do
try. He was the first.
Yes, okay.
Okay. The department chose, I gave head chief, figure out if he wants to do in-person or NTN. We're going to try NTN one more time with this different model with the ladder climb, trying different options and see which we get the best results.
Okay. Sounds good. We can have a motion to approve this public notice.
I'll make a motion to approve the public notice for firefighter paramedic.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor? Aye. Public Service Director Todd Shreve requests to close the account clerk certified eligible list, stating the remaining candidates have been passed over and are no longer able to be considered. Good? Okay.
All right, I make a motion to close the account clerk certified eligible list. To the candidates remaining being passed over and no longer considered.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. Mm-hmm. And Public Service Director Todd Shreve requests a 6-month extension to the Equipment Operator 1 certified eligible list for a renewed expiration of August 5th, 2026. We still have a fair amount of candidates on there, do we know?
There are. There's, I believe there's between 6 and 8.
Okay.
And I checked with them all right before the end of the year, and all of them were still interested and still wanting to move forward.
Okay.
Good.
Sounds good. You can have a motion to approve that.
I'll make a motion to approve the request for a 6-month extension to the equipment operator certified eligibility list, which will expire August 5th, 2026.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And Public Service Director Todd Shreve requests a general foreman utilities resume examination. Public notice for general foreman included. Okay.
Mike Jackson is set to retire.
Okay.
So that's why.
Yeah, I talked to him. Around Christmas, he said he was gone.
It's time.
Yeah.
And any dates on when you're. Oh, I see. So, okay. Must see. He submitted by Friday, February 27th.
Okay.
Very good. We can have a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to a general foreman utilities resume examination and public notice for general foreman.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then we saw earlier we had some promotions noted. Vinnie Caruso, plant operator master, Joseph Johns, equipment operator 2, and Tyler McLaughlin, equipment operator 2. Very nice. Okay, no probationary periods, new hires. All right, updates from HR Director Jamie Iceman.
Thank you. So I had sent the commission an email and just want to, since we had not talked about it prior, in order to avoid any open meetings violations, if I send you something as a group, as information, you can ask questions, just don't do it with all of us.
Okay.
Send it to me separately, and then I will respond accordingly. If you do an email, call me, whichever you prefer to do. I want you to ask questions, so don't feel like you can't. Just do it individually.
Okay.
With the disciplines that I did give you information on, Lee did get a verbal warning. And then no discipline was done on the other discipline for Vanessa Johnson. I have not heard anything and was nothing turned in this last pay period because I did check in finance to see if anything was done. So.
Okay.
What would be the follow-up on that?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Is there any?
The mayor needs to decide.
And if nothing's done, it just ends there?
Is there a...
No, I will have to follow up.
Is it, there's a time frame for that?
Officially, no.
Okay.
I do not recall what date it was on that letter. I was checking. Today was the first day I would have found out for the pay period. So this was the first day I found it. So if I don't hear anything by the end of the week, I will follow up.
Okay.
Thank you. What I've been working on the most would have to be police getting ready for what Chief Morber talked about, and he could probably give you a little bit more information, but him and I were working on squaring dates, which we have most pretty much done, but I have to do some finalizing, but we're going to do Chief first, hopefully in August. I have not been able to get that confirmed yet, but that's the tentative date. And then... with that, we'll move on and we'll do lieutenant and sergeant. We do have those dates firmed there in December for the written. Chief did want to be open with the department, so when it came time for scheduling, he put a very nice email out saying this is what's upcoming for the department this year.
You know, succession.
You know, like, let's start planning. So
The idea was going chief first to know who it's going to be, and they can, by quarter four next year, all right, here we go. Here's the budget cycle. Here's the end of the year. Here's assignments for next year. You know, just be able to, you know, give somebody the ability to start seeing, learning, doing, operate with the safety net for a while before they officially take over. So, I know, shocker. Playing ahead, so, you know. So, because for both, not just my spot, but also that Chris White spot, patrol commander, we've both been in our positions a while, and we have a lot of institutional knowledge, and we just kind of do a lot of things now that need to be shared with others. So.
Okay. So it'll give a nice amount of time to be able to train together.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That'll be good.
And you expect those to be come from within the department?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, we're not going outside the department.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, you want to shake
just
stuff up,
than
you know?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we can't. We are a civil service city agency, and we should. That's a good way.
Yeah,
so
good.
We have smart, capable people ready to, you know,
good.
Take over. So it'll be good. Good.
Okay.
No fear about that.
Thank you. Okay.
There was a time.
And then with police, we do have a lateral that we've given a job offer to. Brian Marinchek from Uniontown will be sworn in on February
23rd. Yeah.
Great.
Solid candidate.
Great.
5 years out there, mostly full-time, some part-time. Went to college and then went into the military after that.
Okay.
He wanted to do the Army. Parents didn't want to do the Army. So they said, if you want to, do it after. You know, so he said, okay. So he has a bachelor's in history, Bachelor of Arts in History, and then went to the Army. So.
And most people do it the other way to get
you're
the
right,
Army.
Yeah, he was presidential. He did, like, executive duty, too. So he got to fist bump with Obama and Trump both in the first go-round.
Oh, that's
four
nice.
Five, when he was 4 or 5. And so, you know, he goes, I was the guy that, you know, when the Chinese came off the plane, you know, that they had a tall sailor there, you know, and a tall Marine, and I was a tall Army guy,
yeah.
So he's bigger, so I wouldn't say 6'7", but sorry, I had to talk to him, but he's probably 6'3", 6'4".
Okay.
So, yeah, we were hired bunch of kids for a
good,
while.
It's a good, that's a good presence to have.
You know, just,
good.
He's solid, I like him, so. I know that's on the record. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's all right.
And then I'm still filling in for the role of safety director. The legislation, I will be putting in a legislation request for the pay rate. We just got that. I just got that determination back for what the rate will be. Will be $35.65 an hour. So that legislation is due this Friday. I'll submit that, and then the mayor can, he knows what the rate is, and then we can make it official and
okay.
Good. A big project for Michelle and I is records retention. It's actually every department. We have to clean out the penthouse and start condensing. I have not done a purge of records since right before I took over. I did have a seasonal help me. I did just today get a seasonal in the budget to help not just our department, but throughout the city building so we could almost have like a floater.
Oh.
Because, as you know, we're all short, and if we can just, and the person that I'm thinking of has done it before, so it would be someone that's knowledgeable and can be very helpful, so that will be great. With that, I discovered safety does not have a records retention schedule, so I need to create one.
Okay.
And then,
that's done.
Account clerk, there is a vacancy. We will be coming to you with a test next month for that. It was just, it's been too much. We could not do a test this month.
Right.
So we needed one more month.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no applicants for building commissioner. And we received one applicant for engineer, but not qualified. They were mechanical and.
No PE.
Hmm?
No PE.
No PE, yeah. And then the last update I have is I did speak before about a vacancy in Parks Department for the position from when Kara left. I am in process working with the union on doing an MOU. That job title will be reclassified as Recreation Services Clerk. It fits the job. It helps them get the right candidate. It has the right licensure and certifications. But we have to, on the back end, have to make sure we're in agreement together and then submit that to the State Employee Relations Board. So that has to go to CERB.
Okay.
And that's all. That's my updates. Michelle?
That's a lot. Thank you.
Well, you've seen everything I've been working on.
Yes,
so.
Yes, we have.
Other than that, it's just been reporting. January is a big reporting time frame in HR. So we've been doing that, and everything's up to date as far as that goes. And lighter fun. That's all I got next. Lighter fun, March 6th and 7th.
Okay, we got that.
I have some.
It's, thank you for all you're doing. Go ahead. Sorry.
With the charter amendment. Should we have copies of that charter amendment to put in our rules and regulation pamphlet and the duties that it calls for? So we all have a hard copy
pamphlet? I think so, yes.
And, because the years go by.
Right.
Right.
That's a good suggestion. Yes. Thank you.
We will get you the new copy.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're in no hurry.
Great. Yeah, next meeting. That's fine.
Do you have any questions for us?
I don't think so. Pretty much covered everything. Yeah. Very thorough. Thank you.
Both of you, in my opinion, are doing fabulous.
Anything else before we make a motion to adjourn?
I do, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I know you had. I had sent you about we're doing reviews. Lori, you asked for a copy. I did not bring copies for everyone. I have the original, I printed, if you all want your own. I don't know how you want to do it, but you'll fill out one. What I did include, just like Michelle did, the mayor had us do a self-evaluation, even though we were starting with performance reviews. The mayor said, instead of him completing it, he wanted us to complete it for ourselves, which Michelle and I did back in October. But not all people were required to do it.
Oh.
But if you want copies as well, let me know, Mike and Kristen.
Sure.
I'll email you separately.
Okay.
I'll take a copy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll put it with.
My self-evaluation is the one that was included in what I gave you earlier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you.
Just related to that real quick, too. Do you have established goals that you work off of that you...
No. Well, we do, at the beginning of the year, the mayor has us do an annual report of what we want to do throughout the year. So, yes, I have that, and I submit it to the mayor at the end of the year, so I can submit that report to the commission. I will give you my 2025 annual report.
Okay.
Yes.
Just because we don't get purview into the day-to-day
right.
going on here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Help us do a better assessment.
Sure. Good.
All right, and our next scheduled meeting is Wednesday, March 4th at 6 p.m. If we have nothing else, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I will second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
The time is 6:35. Hmm?